I'm Carl Azuz. Welcome to CNN Student News. First up, a hearing in the U.S. House of Representatives. This is about an attack on an American facility that happened last year in Libya. It was September 11, 2012. The terror attack targeted a U.S. consulate building, a government building, in the city of Benghazi. Four Americans were killed, including Ambassador Chris Stevens, America's top representative in Libya. Some members of Congress have criticized President Obama and his administration for the response to that attack, what was done, what was said. At first, administration officials said the attack developed out of a protest over an anti-Islamic film made in the U.S. Later, they said it was a planned terrorist attack. During yesterday's hearing, congressmen talked to former government officials about what information was known and when.
Was there any evidence in when you were there in Libya on that day that this was a protest?
No, there was none. And I'm confident that Ambassador Stevens would have reported a protest immediately if one appeared on his door. The protocol, of course, was for us to evacuate immediately from the consulate and move to the annex.
Did you report to anyone in Washington within the first couple of days that there was anything in connection, a protest in connection to a YouTube video?
No, the only report that our mission made through every channel was that there had been an attack on a consulate.
Not a protest.
No protest.
The chairman of the committee said the goal of this hearing is to get answers because the victims' families deserve them. The British government's legislative branch, its Congress, is called Parliament. And its new session started yesterday with a long-standing tradition, the Queen's Speech. It's written by the British government and then ceremonially read by the British monarch. The speech includes some of the big issues that Parliament expects to face during its new session. In yesterday's speech, Queen Elizabeth II said this.
My government will continue to make the case for Scotland to remain part of the United Kingdom.
Okay, here's the deal with that. The United Kingdom is made up of four places: England, Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. Next year, Scots are set to vote on whether they want to stay in the UK or to become an independent country. Amanda Berry, Georgina DeJesus, and Michelle Knight, three women from the Cleveland, Ohio area. They disappeared in 2002, 2003, and 2004. And then Monday, this call came into 911.
Cleveland 911,
hello, please. Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
The women were found alive on Monday, all in the same Cleveland house. Berry was able to escape and make that 911 call after neighbors kicked in the door when they heard screaming from inside the house. The owner of the house was arrested. He was charged yesterday with four counts of kidnapping. The three women are believed to have been abducted when they were 14, 16, and 21. We don't know all of the circumstances. We're not telling this story to scare anyone. No matter how old you are, there are things you can do to avoid becoming a victim of crime. We're going to bring in Mike Brooks now, a law enforcement expert, to talk about that. Mike.
Carl, it's good to be with you. I tell you, when something like this happens, we hear about these three girls being found alive. You know, it's not something we really like to talk about, but it's something we have to talk about. Because no matter where you are, whether you're in school, and I know school's getting ready to get out, so everybody's going to be out for the summertime, you have to be aware of your surroundings. Now, I don't care how old you are. If somebody comes up to you and you feel it in your gut that you know what, something just seems wrong here, let somebody know about it. If somebody tries to get you into a car, somebody tries to grab you, run, scream, kick, do whatever you can to get away. Because the stats prove that if you do fight, most likely you're going to get away. But the other thing, if someone you see going to school, from school, at the mall, anywhere at all, kind of gives you the creeps, and you just say to yourself, you know what, this person really creeps me out, let somebody know. If you're not with your parents, let somebody in authority, let a security officer at the mall, anywhere you are, know about it. Don't worry about being a snitch. It's not about being a snitch. It's about keeping yourself safe. And also, Carl, there's some other great programs. If you want more information and everybody wants to know a little bit more about this, you can go to a website for the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and also for RAD Kids. It'll help empower you to know what to do should you get in a bad situation.